Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the drive at five. Today it's with Chris Moore. And we start off with this news that we've been talking about all day. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are making their appeals to voters ahead of another round of primaries on Tuesday. During a rally in Ohio on Saturday, Trump warned that if he were to lose the 2024 election, it would be a bloodbath for the U.S. auto industry and the country. The remark came as Trump promised 100% tariff on cars made outside the United States, arguing that domestic auto manufacturing would be protected only if he is elected. Meanwhile, Biden's campaign said it brought in $53 million in February, a sign of accelerating donor interest. Fundraising has been a bright spot for Biden's reelection effort, even as he battles low approval ratings and some polls showing he's trailing Trump in key battleground states. There's a freeze watch on for much of the nation. Tuesday marks the official start of spring in the northern hemisphere after the warmest winter on record. However, more than half the United States population this week will experience temperatures at or below freezing. The chilly weather will be a shock for many of the eastern half of the country that experienced warmer than average temperatures this past week. The cold system is expected to ultimately creep into the Midwest, progressing south and east with time, while New York is set to drop 45 degrees on Tuesday. Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the southeast Tuesday morning will be 10 to 15 degrees below normal for this time of year. Several major cities, including Atlanta, Charlotte, and Birmingham, Alabama, are all expected to see temperatures drop into the 30s by Tuesday morning. The Russian President Vladimir Putin is set to tighten his grip on the country he has ruled since the turn of the century, as early results from a stage-managed election indicate a predictably large victory for the Kremlin leader. With over 99% of the ballots counted, Putin amassed more than 87% of the vote, according to preliminary results reported earlier today by Russia's Central Election Commission. In his Sunday evening address, Putin also made an unprecedented break with his tradition of not uttering Alexei Navalny's name, discussing his death, and confirming decisions over a potential prisoner swap involving the late opposition figure. Navalny's allies had previously claimed he was days away from being exchanged before his death. The Supreme Court is set to debate whether the White House crosses the First Amendment line in trying to thwart social media disinformation. Biden administration officials have for years persuaded social media platforms such as Facebook and X to take down posts that include misinformation about vaccines, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the 2020 election, among other things, but the Supreme Court must now decide whether those efforts will go too far when the government, in other words, veers into censorship on social media that violates the First Amendment. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby is vowing to keep passengers safe after a series of mishaps at the carrier, including the latest incident, which is a flight from San Francisco to an airport in Medford, Oregon, was found discovered to have a missing panel on its fuselage. Kirby made the pledge in a letter sent to customers on Monday morning, saying the airline is reviewing each incident to understand what happened. Unfortunately, in the past few weeks, our airline has experienced a number of incidents that are reminders of the importance of safety, Kirby wrote. While they are all unrelated, I want you to know that those incidents have our attention and we have sharpened our focus. Well, it looks like Joann Fabrics is filing for bankruptcy. The fabric and crafts retailer Joann declared bankruptcy on Monday amid spending cutbacks from consumers and higher operating costs. The retail chain said it plans to keep up its 800-plus stores and keep them open while it works through the restructuring process. Hudson, Ohio-based Joann, which filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, reported between $1 billion and $10 billion in debt in court documents filed Monday. The retailer blamed higher costs from shipping overseas products as well as waning consumer demand. As part of the bankruptcy, Joann said it has received about $132 million in new financing and expects to reduce its balance sheet's funded debt by about $505 million. The financing is a significant step forward to help Joann continue operating its stores, Scott Sekela, Joann's chief financial officer, said in a statement. Hey, right here in Pittsburgh, you better buy your tickets ahead of time if you're a lottery ticket player in Pennsylvania. With $645 million on the line for the Powerball and $875 million for the Mega Millions, you'll want to buy your tickets early. Lottery sales terminals won't be working in Pennsylvania on Tuesday, March 19th, because of upgrades to the system and portals. The Pennsylvania Lottery said it's all because the lottery is modernizing its system. During the short-term outage time, lottery drawings will continue processing claims that will take longer this month, and you won't be able to redeem Pennsylvania Lottery retail coupons through Wednesday, March 20th. All right, everybody's talking about Duquesne being in the big dance. Well, my alma mater is going there, too. Grambling State University is going to play Montana State in what they call one of the player-in games. If they win that, and I doubt they will, they'll play Purdue, and I know what will happen there. All right, that's The Drive at 5 with Chris Moore.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.